Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so what are we watching?
Okay, I just saw this new video. It's called
AJ and Dusty.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy.
With AJ McCord.
I took 9. I did... I think slightly overcommit to the whole dog thing. It turns out I'm probably more comfortable with 6.
And Dusty Hera.
Look at that horse. The bushy tail, the big teeth, the hooves. Okay, my producer, Tara Cates, just told me this isn't a horse, it's a butterfly.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I like turtles.
The Fan.
All right, hour number 3 of AJ and Dusty. Thanks for being a part of our afternoon, letting us be a part of yours. Sometimes you just know, like, you have it all figured out. You can connect enough dots and it makes sense. That's coming up this hour, because boy, did we get it. But before we get to that, hey, the new Odyssey exclusive stations are curated for rock, country, and hip-hop listeners just like you, AJ.
Yes.
For music fans, by music fans, check out Tailgate Rock. Rock songs that'll crank up the good times before the big game. Did you have a pump-up song for gymnastics or soccer when you were athleting?
I had a walk-up song, I think, for nice. Softball.
Oh, really? What was it?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I'm going to have to go back. That's a vault that's been locked a long time. Let you know if I can find the code again.
Okay. Is it weird I used to like bagpipes?
To get pumped up
for your walk-up song?
Yeah. No, not a walk-up song. No.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Just to get jazzed?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I found something like.
I don't think of jazz and bagpipes together.
No, to get jazzed.
No.
Oh, was that the joke?
Come on, Will.
Hello.
Come on.
Hello. No, I like bagpipes. I like the sound of bagpipes. I don't know why it was like soothing to me before like a game. It was.
Oh, what? So it was like your pregame music?
Mm-hmm.
Was it your pump-up music?
Not all of it. Like it was like Braveheart. Like it got me like
oh,
Braveheart.
Oh yeah.
Okay, all that right. Makes sense.
You know
sense.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like listening to Enya before a game. It's soothing.
Well, but
no.
Braveheart.
No.
Braveheart
no,
like
no,
elicits
no.
A certain
it's different.
Like
it was like
I'm climbing this mountain. I will get there. I will win the war.
Well, or lose and get quartered.
Yeah.
But
I will have something done to my underbridge at the end of the movie.
All right.
What was your pump-up song, Will?
Pump-up song? Man, I don't know, really. I listened to a lot of rap, and then, like, as I got into college, which was late 2000s, like, the whole EDM thing was starting to get more into mainstream.
Gosh.
So I had more of that.
I don't like electronic music.
That's fine. I don't like country music. But you and I still somehow seem to coexist.
I love you.
That was cute.
All right. Well, hey, download the Odyssey app and discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now. You can find EDM music and get pumped up like Will did. Big 12 Media Days. We were talking about Bob Bowlesby, commissioner of the Big 12, saying, hey, we're still going to try to get our student-athletes vaccinated, which was kind of jarring to folks to hear yesterday. Like, whoa, things aren't back to normal. By the way, I get a compliment to Major League Baseball. Oh, Yankees, Red Sox postponed due to COVID protocols.
Well.
Uh-oh. But Big 12 Media Days are continuing today. And something happened that brought up the question of, is this the most sensitive fan base in college football? Big 12 head of officials took the podium today and had to address horns down. The man's name is Greg Burks, and he was fielding questions from reporters, and the question came up about, what are you going to do with horns down? Because we all know what it is. Oklahoma in the Red River shootout will go, and when they score a touchdown, they do the horns up, Texas, boom, horns down. Burks said, let me put it this way. If you do a horns down to a Texas player as an opponent, that's probably going to be a foul. And then it was asked, well, what about if you do it to the crowd? He said it would probably be a foul. He said, please, all of you note, I said probably. We have to consider intent and consider the situation. We will leave it to the officials. I can't believe that this is a story.
My gosh.
Texas gets so bent out of shape because they like to do their hook 'em horns that somebody goes hook 'em down, and horns down is now going to be a penalty for taunting in the Big 12.
Feels a bit dramatic.
Is Texas the most sensitive fan base in the country? Because how often do we hear Texas is back when they have a win? All of a sudden, here comes Texas.
Singular.
Right? Remember, was it Sam Ellinger? They beat, I don't even know who they beat, Central Florida in the Sugar Bowl one year, and they said, we're back, baby. And they were not back.
Eternal optimism. Springs eternal? Yep. In Texas.
Are the Texas Longhorns the most sensitive fan base in all of college football?
Well, okay. So I guess to answer that question, my question to you is, where do we think the penalty is coming from? Do we think it's coming from like the fan base saying, oh, it hurts my heart when people do the horns down, or is it the players, or is it the program? Because I mean, the fan base is, I don't know if the fan base is the sensitive ones here with this.
Our boss, Jeff Austin, he told us it's not the fans that get upset. Well, who's the reason why?
That's like, what I'm asking.
Like, there's enough outcry because of horns down to make this rule change.
So the explanation of it is basically that when you do horns down during a game, it pisses the players off enough that you can start a fight and you can start a disturbance on field.
So they're
just basically saying, like, look,
so it's
just
players.
Quit. Yeah, just quit doing that, because the more you do that, the more unrest we're going to have on field, the more times we're going to have to stop play.
So the players are the ones who are like, I cannot see horns down. I see horns down and immediately fists start flying.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Or horns start bucking.
That was good. That was decent.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was waiting for that one.
I know.
I was waiting for that one, and it was well-timed and well-played. That was good.
Ooh, this is important. See, this is good. I'm glad we're crowdsourcing this, because I feel like we should have some Texas represented.
Yeah.
Someone texted in, I am a Texas fan, and I find this embarrassing.
It is. It is a little embarrassing. Like, and that's the way I would feel if I was a Texas fan, right? It's like, I'd be like, oh, come on. Like, there's a reason why they want to do the horns down. It's because the sign that is synonymous with this university is horns up, right? Like, you should wear it as a badge of honor. Like, you're trying to bring us down, right?
Mm.
Like, remember when Oregon went up to Washington and Troy Dye and Penei Sewell were doing dubs down?
Yep.
And a Husky fan got all bent out of shape about that, right?
Yep.
Where they were doing the dubs down. No, wear that as a badge of honor, that that game means so much to them that they're going to go out of their way to say, hey, we got you. That means that you're in their head too, right?
So here's the question. Is it a penalty if they do horns up in the face of their opponent?
Ooh, because that could just spin it on them.
I'm just saying.
Be like, yeah, this is what's over her.
I'm just saying, like, if the opponent is going to get a penalty for going horns down in their face, should Texas get a penalty for doing horns up in someone else's face?
Well, like, yeah, so you're saying, like, this text, so if horns up pisses off the other team, could it be used this taunting rule if Texas does it to them? What if Texas, like, if horns down is a penalty, if Texas scores, they can't be doing horns
That's
up.
That's what I'm
then.
Saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
The flip side of this coin is,
isn't it the same damn thing?
Well, apparently not, because I didn't see that it was going to be a penalty for doing the horns up in the opponent's face.
Look, the only reason that this is such a big deal is because, and this is the other part of the question that I want answered too. Is there a team that is more enabled by their conference than Texas? Because
no.
Big 12 nope. knows all the money goes through Texas. They have their own frigging sports network. So anything
that
that's
was a
gonna,
part of a deal to for them to stay in the Big 12.
Oh, okay, great. Anyway,
they get a bigger piece of the media pie. Them in Oklahoma get a bigger piece of the media pie, and they get their own damn network.
Yes. They're being completely enabled because they are so sensitive about the fact that they have not been relevant since Vince Young, and they were barely relevant with Colt McCoy. And then when they went to a national title game, they will tell you, by the way, just like any Harvard graduate will tell you they graduated from Harvard, boy, we would have won that national title if Colt McCoy didn't get hurt. No, you wouldn't. Shut up. Shut up with your horns. Shut up with your history. You suck. Your coach was annoying, and your new coach is even more annoying. The only cool thing that they have done in the last decade was that text message exchange. That's it. Cool. Hook 'em, dude.
How
what?
Do you feel
their
about
text
Giga?
Message exchange.
Don't you remember that? Who was their last head coach that had that text
Herman?
Exchange? Yeah, remember that? I think it was the assistant from Ohio State went on this braid and was threatening him in a huge text message. And then all Tom Herman said it back was, cool, dude, hook him.
Yeah.
Right. No, he said cool, bro.
Cool, bro, hook him. Yeah. That was probably the only cool thing Texas has done in a decade.
Yo,
that's
love
it.
Your dog. Love you, bro. Yo, love your dog. Love you, bro.
It's about it. You want to tell me one thing they've done that's been cool?
You want a sugar
bowl? All right, against what? A team that declared their own national title?
Yeah, I think that's cool. I think it was. It may have been Auburn that they beat, but I don't know. I mean, that is pretty cool, Will. I mean, not many... Not many big bowl wins coming out of the Pac-12 recently.
Well.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, against Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, that.
If it wasn't for Oregon.
Okay. And now.
Oh,
now,
no.
There we go.
What?
See, this is where it is.
No.
Like, so that's impressive, but the Sugar Bowl win is not?
It's slightly impressive.
Oh, no. I love when Fan Will comes out. This is my favorite.
Slightly.
I love this.
Look, it's probably made all the more impressive by the fact that, you know, a team like Oregon just kind of falls ass backwards into Nike gear. You know what I mean?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man.
I don't think they fell ass backwards. I mean, the track coach invented the company.
He just shrugs.
Could have done it for Stanford.
Neither here nor there.
No,
why
Bill
did he
Bowerman.
Do it for Stanford?
I'm talking about Bill Bowerman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the track coach was Bill Bowerman.
Oh, jeez. So the moral of the story really is, A, horns up should be a penalty if you do it in the other team's faces, if the horns down is a penalty. And also, between Texas and Texas A&M, Will's most hated college football state is the Lone Star State, and it's not close.
Well, I think he just hates Texas in general. Do you like Baylor?
The Lone Star State.
Well, no.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Hey.
See, now.
Hey, do you like water? Yes.
We're 3-for-3.
Who the hell likes Baylor after what happened in that school?
Do you have any thoughts on...
come on, man. That's a thirst trap right
TCU?
There.
TCU?
TCU? Eh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate him or love him.
Okay.
Whatever. And I think Gary Patterson is totally like overrated as a coach.
He's
LaDainian
good,
but like people
TCU,
rave
so.
About him. He's meh. I'm just saying.
SMU.
I actually forgot recently that June Jones is no longer their coach. So again, no opinion.
Yeah. Do you know who is the coach there?
Who is coaching there?
Sonny Dykes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Former Cal coach.
Oh, that's right. One of those Oregon guys transferred there, didn't he, recently?
Yes, yeah. Isaac Slade,
that's
Matatia,
right, yeah.
Because Jim Leavitt is the defensive coordinator there.
That's right.
See?
All coming together.
Oh, so wait. It's the Oregon to Texas pipeline that really started this hatred of Texas.
Ooh, now hold on
most
a second.
Recently.
Because some dude that did come from Texas actually made me happy about Oregon, Willie Lyles. Now that was great. Yeah, that's probably the best thing that's come out of Texas.
You've got good.
Oh man.
You've got good Texas memories as well. He has still not even commented on his two most famous teammates from the state of Texas either. No opinion on the Rogers brothers.
Why would I have one? They're great.
See, there you go. Because he doesn't want to bring up, he actually likes something about Texas.
No.
James and Jaquizz.
Yeah, but see, I separate them away from the state.
They got out. That's the point.
They left.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, I do love this text. Isn't June Jones still at Hawaii?
I probably.
No, he is not.
Oh, while you were gone, one time Andrew Nemec filled in and he erroneously killed Timmy Chang. He thought he was like, he thought Timmy Chang had died instead of Brent,
Cole Brennan.
Oh,
I saw Timmy Chang's name and I think he's coaching at Nevada Reno.
Oh
yeah. And because we were like, what is he up to? Apparently that is it right there. All right. By the way, Sugar Bowl win for, I just had a pop-up ad. Have you guys noticed pop-up ads are taking over the entire screen again? They beat Georgia. Georgia.
If we ever
update? I'm just kidding.
If we ever put together a reel for Dusty.
My computers.
That
suck.
Would be the like 1 minute you do. if ESPN National Radio was like, hey, we want a reel of this guy. We're thinking about giving him his own show. We'd be like,
effing computer screen freezing.
This is it right here.
Yeah.
Hot college football takes, giving you research about where Timmy Chang is now. I hate internet ads.
Yeah. I do hate internet ads.
Into that'll 1 minute. One
and thing. Also, sandwiches were popularized in Sandwich England.
That's right. It'd be like, okay.
You didn't know that.
I didn't. I'm saying it's on your reel. You're 20, teaching people something.
28 to 21, they beat Georgia in that Sugar Bowl. Is that making it impressive, Will?
What? Oh.
That they beat number 6 Georgia in the Sugar Bowl?
What year was that when they did that?
That would be 2018.
So was that was the year after they won.
Now he's trying to find a way to gymnastics into not being impressive.
That was the year after they went to the national title, right? Lost to Bama. Hello?
Talking about Georgia?
No.
I have no idea.
Pretty sure that's it.
That sounds right.
Look, I don't know why you're trying to make Texas work. That's the weirdest part of all of this.
What do you mean?
We just spent the first part of this segment talking about how this is the most sensey school ever. I mean, really.
Well, right now you're sensey, Will, because you're trying to find them. Your hatred of them is a little over the top.
Here is where my hatred comes from for them. They have every advantage possible, which is you are in probably the third or second most fertile recruiting ground state. You have a disgusting amount of money, and you have a name and a lineage that should allow you to walk into any living room and basically just say, like, hey, want to go here? And you still suck.
That is
like,
true.
In a relative form, you suck. The amount of money that you have, and you can't get to be more relevant than this. You suck.
Now, that is very true.
Yeah.
And yes,
at least Oregon
has
made it work. Like, they get all these resources, and it's like, yeah, we can make this work.
Yeah. You were right on the year.
It was the year after they went to the national title.
I think that's what bothers me the most about it, is that just, like, they have everything they could need to succeed, and they, like, filter through coaches every 2 years, and they still suck.
Well, because they have so many cooks in the kitchen there.
Oh, I know.
That is the downfall of them, is they can't get out of their way because their fan base is like, we should be back.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of should, but you can't get out of your own way.
And it's not because people are doing horns down in your face.
No. And they hired Steve Sarkisian, which that was such a head scratcher for me. Like, really, man?
He went to the Nick Saban Coaches Rehabilitation Clinic, where he goes and he rehabs your image, spits you out, you become a head coach again.
There you go.
Boom. All right. We all nailed this one. Bryson strikes again, and this time his sponsor fires back. I love this. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Great song to head over to the Open Championship talk with.
In where?
Sandwich, England.
What was invented there, Dusty?
Oh, the sandwich.
Congratulations.
Yeah! But we all knew that anyways, right? Nope. Okay.
You guessed earlier.
Hmm?
Anyway.
No, I knew it.
It's a hell of a guess.
Great.
I mean, really, I applaud you for that.
Bryson DeChambeau was not happy. He went one over par in the first round today, earlier this morning, and he's tied for 73rd. He hit just 4 of 14 fairways at Royal St. George's. And after his round, my gosh, the insufferable Bryson DeChambeau sounded even more insufferable. He said, "That's what I said a couple of days ago. If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But with the driver right now, the driver sucks. It's not a good face for me, and we're still trying to figure out how to make it a good one on the miss hits. I'm living on a razor's edge, like I've told people for a long time. When I did get outside the fairway, like in the first cut and whatnot, I could catch jumpers out of there, and I couldn't control my wedges." All right, cool. Enter, and that is right on cue, right? I mean, that is the most Bryson response you could have.
You know what I'm saying? This reminded me of
A
poor craftsman blames his tools.
That you're damn right. Enter Ben Shulman, who is a operations manager for Cobra Golf. He's the guy that goes out and goes to events, make sure everybody's, you know, doing well on tour events and stuff. Remember when Bryson was so insufferable, his caddy left him at the Rocket Mortgage? Mm. This guy, Ben Shulman, was Bryson's caddy for that event.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's kind of like, he's tight with him, right? And he works for Cobra Golf, who makes the driver. This is what he told Golf Week. It's just really, really painful when he says something that stupid. He has never really been happy, like, ever. Like, it's very rare when he's happy. He said, "I know if I got him cornered right now and said, 'What the hell did you say that for?' he would say he was mad. He really didn't mean it, and he said it harshly. He knows how much everyone bends over backwards for him, but it's still not cool." He went on to say, you know, that he's gone through the R&D, research and development department.
Mm-hmm.
they're working like in overdrive just to make Bryson happy. And they've given him like 7 adjustments. And like that is usually what they do in like a decade for a guy. They do it in like a year for Bryson DeChambeau.
Sheesh.
High maintenance much? Well, he said, Showman went on to say, everybody's looking for a magic bullet. Well, the magic bullet becomes harder to find when the faster you swing and the lower your loft goes. He said that Bryson DeChambeau, and this is probably my favorite quote ever. He said, it's like an 8-year-old that gets mad at you. They might fly off the handle and say, I hate you. But then you go, whoa, no, you don't. We know as adults that they really don't mean it. And I know that if I got him cornered and said, what the hell did you say that for? He said he didn't really mean it. He knows how much everyone bends over backwards, but still, it's not cool. Not cool. I can't, like, this is Bryson DeChambeau. Like, we are all like, we see him with the Brooks Koepka stuff. Mm-hmm. We see him complaining at a cameraman after he has a miss hit and saying, you're only supposed to go do the, why do you cover me in my worst moment? Well, this is him blaming his driver.
Which, listen, I don't golf a ton, but I do understand that it is very important to have good clubs, right? We're not talking about good clubs here. Bryson DeChambeau has fantastic clubs. But it's just, it is exactly like that the Cobra rep was saying. It's like being a prisoner to the moment. I'm upset. I need someone to blame. And here's my driver. That'll work.
If maybe, and this is just maybe, if Bryson DeChambeau didn't try to hit the ball to the effing moon, and instead like of going 450 yards, he was cool with like 400, took a little bit off it, maybe he could have a little bit more control of it instead of blaming your driver.
What would he do with all the muscle that he gets from doing those weightlifting things?
That's not even a lift. I think it's, he is a guy that is so out of touch and everybody's like, that guy just doesn't get it. This comment, it solidified with everybody else out there. He just doesn't get it. And that's a damn shame, because what he has been trying to do is actually kind of cool with all of his clubs the exact same length and only loft. And hey, I'm going to just go ahead and use quarantine to bulk up and just try to muscle this ball as far as I can. He's trying to do something different in a sport where everybody has just kind of done the same thing over and over again. And nobody really rocks the boat. Tiger did it with like taking physical fitness into account, and he upped the ante for everybody. Bryson has become this Hulk and has changed the way that guys are approaching driving, and it's ridiculous and people are thinking of the game differently, but he just doesn't understand how to play the game. Right. And yeah, he just is so
not
out
the
of
game
touch.
Between the, like, not the game, yeah, on the actual course, but the game of being a pro.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the disappointing part about, yeah, Bryson DeChambeau, because he does a lot of things that are kind of cool and they should be likable. And then he starts talking.
Dang.
And you just can't love him.
Well.
Are you on Team Brooks now?
Sure. Sure.
All right.
Works for me.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Oh, is that your team?
Yeah, we're Team Brooks. Are you Team Brooks? You want to be on Team Brooks?
I kind of like Bryson DeChambeau because I fashion myself as slightly douchey, so.
No, Will. No.
It's like it's one of those things where it's like.
Oh,
no.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like him, but there's a part of me that does like him. It's a part I hate, but it's a part of me.
It's a part you're not proud of.
No, I'm not proud of it
at
all.
And so you see it in somebody else and you're, yeah, like, well, this is separated enough. I'll just root for it over there.
I'm like, that guy makes money and he gets to be a douche, but I don't make money and I'm just kind of a douche.
The unfairness of life.
Yeah, though. It is, isn't it?
God, okay. I don't know. I'm so sorry for your troubles.
I really appreciate you. Just, you know, empathizing.
Patronizing you?
I thought it was empathy.
This is patronizing. Oh. This is me treating you like the child that Bryson DeChambeau likes to be treated like.
See, and this is where the douche part comes in. I can't tell.
Yeah, reading the room. Yeah. Not good at reading the room there. That's where this whole thing
fell apart. I'd like to tell you I'm getting better, but I'm not.
We'll get you there, buddy.
Oh,
we'll get you there.
Gosh.
All right. The more we know, ooh, that was that sound that he just played.
Mm.
the more confusing it is becoming. After Will with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yesterday, as we were leaving the show, we told you that the recordings of Richard Sherman's wife calling 911 had been released. And, man, they were disturbing. From the state of Ashley Moss, Richard Sherman's wife, to the tone and response of the 911 dispatcher, it was troubling to hear everything involved, because the dispatcher was dismissive and kind of rude to Ashley Moss, who was just trying to get help for her husband, who was having one, a mental health crisis, and was having, I mean, he was inebriated too.
Right.
And it was a hectic, chaotic time for her, and the dispatcher wasn't very helpful, to be honest.
And I think that that tape was just really hard to hear for a few reasons that you touched on. But where I walked away from it was, you know, we didn't need to hear that, right? Mm. Like, I only heard it one time, and I won't listen to it again. I felt like if you're calling 911, you are like that for most people is a very hard time.
Right.
That is a dark time. If you are making a call to 911, and we know it was in Ashley's case, because here is her husband, who she came out later and wanted to reiterate to the Seattle Times that he didn't harm anybody. He didn't touch her kids. You know, he's a good person. This is not in his character. And for her to, that's who she's calling. She's calling to get help because this person that she loves is having a mental health crisis. And we don't, as much as we can judge the 911 operator or what's going on or whatever, we don't need to hear that. Like, unless there's a court case, unless there's an investigation, unless there's some really compelling reason, I get that it's there. I get that it's playable. That doesn't make it something that she should have to relive over and over again as it gets played.
Well, it has to address that day when there's obviously far greater things that are worrying her and the family. But she did have to go out of her way to say, okay, because they're reporting on this, because of what we're here, what's out there. I mean, one of the things that it did was it put to light that Richard Sherman was not trying to hurt anybody in the family in particular. He was trying to hurt himself.
Right.
And that is just as scary, right? But to your point of, you know, we have this thirst to know exactly what happened and know it right away, right? Just like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show with, like, Giannis's block. It now has to be debated whether or not it's the greatest block of all time. Everything has to be the greatest of all time, and everything has to be right now, and it has to be the biggest, has to be the best right here, right now, and we got it first. Instead of allowing the details to come out on their own.
Or if they're needed at all.
Details were needed in this case, though, because...
But her 911 audio was not.
Right, because he was arrested on burglary, domestic violence with no other indications. And then it was, oh, yeah, by the way, DUI hit and run's going to be added to this. And this story got legs all of its own. The audio and what you're talking about, it is it's hard to separate. Like, did it need to become public and make it so everybody heard it? Or could somebody just listen to that tape that's a reporter and be like, okay, now we can start digging and get the actual facts of the matter and the facts of the case? Because it was a disservice to all parties involved that tape came out. The dispatcher, the Richard Sherman, his wife, because it was just like, here.
Yeah. Here's our one of the scariest moments on display.
Right.
Right. And I think, like I said, if it needs to come out later, if there's a court investigation and there's some question, we have talked ad nauseum this summer about the need for transparency from organizations in particular. So if it needs to come out, all for it. But that should be Ashley's decision. That should be lawyer's decision. You know, that's where that should be. It shouldn't, it was hard to hear. And I just had so much empathy for Ashley, who has lived through probably one of the hardest, scariest nights of her life. And now she has to hear herself and her most vulnerable being played out for the public to just judge whether it's for her or against her. But I can't imagine if I wouldn't want the moment when I was at my most vulnerable played for the masses.
I'll tell you what, she handled it a hell of a lot better than I would have, because I would have been a lot more frustrated than, I mean, you could hear the frustration in her voice, but she held her composure very well in that situation, because it's a tough one. I don't call 911 a lot, but I assume that's not how most of the calls go, and that shouldn't be the way that it's handled.
Yeah, you hope not. But I think the biggest thing, which Will talked about just yesterday as we were ending the show, is just to remember that no one is impervious to mental health crises.
Right.
Right. Like, Richard Sherman has been the face of the NFL in a lot of ways for how he negotiates his own contract, how, you know, his great personality for all of these things. Like, this is a guy who has controlled and owned every room that he's been in since he's been in the league, and probably since he was at Stanford, you know, and no one, I guess, check on your strong friends, right? Like, that's what this feels like. And it sounds like this morning from Ian Rappaport's reporting that's exactly what friends were doing, that there had been friends who've flown out to Sherm's house recently to help him through some tough times. And so I think this is just a good reminder for us all to just be very slow to judge when we hear something like this. And
no
also
doubt about it.
To just, like, apply it to your own life in whatever way you can to check on your people.
503-250-1080, that be the fan text line. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell.
All right. Boy, we've got a couple of days off in between these finals games. The NBA playoffs kind of spoiled us with going every other day. Like, boom, 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 boom. All these series. And then it started this series, and then it was like, yeah, now we're going to tease you.
I know. It feels like March Madness, where, like, the first weekend is just basketball, basketball, basketball. That's how, like, the first round of the playoffs was. And now we're waiting for the championship game.
Right. And here we are. We're going to have one hell of an NBA Finals series, though, because we had three blowouts to start this thing. And you just, as you watch those games, you never thought that that's how this series is going to play out. If we get three more that were like last night, it will be an epic finale to the 2021 season.
I would love that.
Now, do you think that this will take away, if we truly do have three more fantastic games, games 5, 6, 7, which would mean four of our final seven games of the NBA season will be haymakers being traded between these two teams? Does that silence any of the asterisks season that folks have had on this? Because I don't believe it, because I think everybody's had to go through the same thing. I think both these teams are the healthy ones standing and the two best standing. I mean, heck, they were the number two seed and the number three seed heading into this year. But there's still a lot of people that have said that about this year.
This year has an asterisk on it?
This championship, because no stars.
Well, you have a two-time MVP.
I know, but it's not LeBron.
I know, so it's not like your
KD,
big
Kyrie,
market
Harden.
Stars.
Well, no, that has been a loud cry from NBA fans, and I wonder if that's going to go away if we have four great games to finish this season.
I didn't see anybody complaining last night that LeBron or KD wasn't in it. I think you want great basketball. That is what you want in the NBA Finals, and that is what these two teams are providing us.
Well, not the first three, but we got it last After night, last baby. Night. We got it
That's
last
what I'm
night.
Saying. After last night, you were like, wow, this is really good basketball.
Yeah, and I think that we are headed for a great finish to this season. I don't even know if it goes seven. I could see either one of these teams winning the next two and just finishing this thing off.
I don't know.
But after last night, it's shaping up to be, hey, we could have jump balls go either way because they found their rhythms. Yep. That's for sure.
A lot of fun.
Oh, yes. And now we have the Open Championship to talk about and college football because Big 12 Media Days, we got SEC Media Days start up, and then Pac-12 is right around the corner.
It's crazy.
Whew,
and between all that, already. We have the Olympics.
I totally forgot about the Olympics for a minute.
How dare you?
I've forgotten about the Olympics this whole month.
Oh my gosh, hold on. You both spent segments panicking
today.
Over Team USA.
That's
you
right.
can't have forgotten about the Olympics.
That's right, because you don't lose to Nigeria and Australia.
Okay.
Come on.
It's
we
an exhibition game, Dusty.
And that's when it was convenient for me to complain, too. So
that's a great point, Will.
Yeah. And you know me, I'll take any convenient. Chance to complain about something.
That's right. You and Bryson DeChambeau, we found that out today.
That's right. Bryson
and
DeChambeau.
And Texans.
Yes.
Fan bases.
Bryson DeChambeau, my douche spirit animal.
That's
oh,
right.
Geez.
We had a text that came in that was so perfect, though. He said, I've never been more proud to play Cobra Irons. It made me want to go out and buy a Cobra driver just to stick it to Bryson after that.
There you go.
I loved it. All right. That's it for us today. We got to hand it off to Primetime. Isaac Ropp, Jason Sukanik from 3 to 7 p.m. Have a great Thursday. See you Friday right here on The Fan.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.